And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Show you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here with you for the next hour playing various music containing different chanting, different mantras from all over the world. First track today is going to be another rendition of Damodar Astakam, and during Kartik, this is a song that is commonly sung. This version is coming from a gentleman named Huron from St. Petersburg in Russia, so at least that's where he's based or from. And this is from a release entitled Gaudiya Gitanjali. I believe it's pretty recent. He's actually a DJ and also a DJ and producer, but in this release he's kind of showing his very traditional style of kirtan or group chanting, done in a Gaudiya Vaishnav style, which is a particular group from West Bengal area of India. And Damodar Astakam is 8 verses dedicated to Damodar or Krishna as a baby. And I don't know if we're going to have time to play the whole piece. It's about 10 or 11 minutes long, but we'll get in and do a good chunk of it anyway. And then maybe we can talk a little bit about one of the verses afterwards. I hope you're doing good. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be back shortly. Here's Huron with his version of Damodar Astakam.
Namamishvaram Satchiranandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam
Namamishvaram Satchiranandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam
Namamishvaram Satchiranandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam
Namishvaram Satchidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam
Jashoda Biyo Lokala Davamanam
mijantang karambo jujug me na shatanka netra kampati rekanta kanta
sasa kampati rekanta kanta
stita graiva damodaram bhakti badam
stita graiva damodaram bhakti badam
titikshali labhira ananda kunde sagostam jantam akyapayantam
iti dikshali abhirananda kunde sagosham nima jantam akyapayantam
tadiya sita jesu bhakta chidatva
tadiya sita jesu bhakta chidatva
una premata stang sata vritti vande
una premata stang sata vritti vande
varam deva moksham namoksha badim ba nachanyam vinneham bore sadopiya
varam deva moksham namoksha
Deva Purnata Gopala Balam
Deva Purnata Gopala Balam
Sada me manasya virastam kimaniya
Sada me manasya virastam kimaniya
Idam te mukam bhujam abhakta nilay Kuntalai snigda rakta ischa gopya
Nidante mukhamujam abhakta nilai Kuntalai snigda rakta ischa gopya
Mahus chumbitam bimba rakta daram Vyastang malam laksha labhai
Manasya virashtam malam laksha labhai
Namam ishvaram satchirananda rupam Lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam
Namam ishvaram satchirananda
Namo Deva Damodarananta Vishnu Prasiddha Prabhu Dukha Jalabdhi Magna
Namo Deva Damodarananta Vishnu Prasiddha Prabhu Dukha Jalabdhi Magna
Kripa Drishti Vishyati Dinam Batanu
Kripa Drishti Vishyati
Vihaneshamamagyame dakshidishya
Vihaneshamamagyame dakshidishya
Kuveratmajuvatamurjaivajadvatayamuchita bhakti bhajokrita cha Tata prema bhakti tata me prayacha
Tata prema bhakti shaka me prayacha
Namokshe graho meshti damodareya
Namokshe graho meshti damodareya
Namaste shtu damne spura dipti damne Diyodarajata Vishashadamne
Namaste Shudamne Spuradhi Damne Diyodarajata Vishashadamne
Namo Radhikaya Itadiya Priyaya
Namo Radhikaya Itadiya Priyaya
Namo Radhikaya Itadiya Priyaya
Namo Radhikaya Itadiya Priyaya
Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam
Namo Ananta Leelaya
Radhikaya etadiya priyaya
Namo Radhikaya etadiya priyaya
Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhya
Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhya
Namami Ishvaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamana
Namami Ishvaram Sachidananda
We're back. So we ended up playing the whole thing. We managed to find enough time for that. That was a recording of done by Huron of Sri Damodar asked to come 8 verses to Damodar. And one of the last, the very last verse, Namaste Stu Damne. Excuse me. Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne tvadiyo dorayata vishvasa damne namo radhikaya tvadiya priyaya namo nanta lilaya devaya tupyam. So the rough meaning, just to translate at least part of it, so give you an idea if you're not familiar or with the song or with the Sanskrit language. The Leela, or the what's being described, the story that's being described in these verses, is of the avatar Krishna, or you could say Krishna is like the supreme all manifested as a child in this story. And so in this last verse, his mother Yashoda he was misbehaving, so she tied him up with some silk ropes to something in the kitchen, and he managed to free himself, and the whole thing happened. This whole Leela or story. And in this last verse, it just explains that when one element of the last verse is that when his mother Yashoda, who saw him simply as her son, not as the supreme personified, when she actually tied him up and tied a rope around his belly, then she was actually tying a rope around the entire universe. Without even knowing it. So that's actually where the name Damodar comes from. It means a bound belly, basically. Dama Uda. So that's kind of one a big aspect of the Damodar Leela and the Damodar Astakam, is that in bhakti or prema bhakti or loving devotional yoga, one falls in love with the beloved in such a way that they become unaware of the majesty there, or just the brilliance and the hugeness, vastness of the Supreme. Instead, one treats the Supreme as an ordinary child, or as a lover, or as a friend, and these different types of relationships are formed with the Supreme in a very intimate and loving and natural, familiar type of way, as opposed to a mood of reverence or worship. So Damodar Astakam and Damodar Lila explains that really nicely, that aspect of bhakti. Moving on, I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements right now, and then we'll be right back with a track by Mahasukha from the release Longing.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the
Nightwatch. Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
That was a little advertisement for Nightwatch show. Nightwatch, the human serviette, has been involved with CATR forever and ever. Had the good fortune of bumping into him at CATR's bash last Saturday as part of the Radioversary. We did a show on Saturday night as well, or a kind of Plutonian Nights Revisited show. So, thanks to everybody that helped with that. The next track, or the first track of this next set, is by Mahasukha. Mahasukha is from Manchester, Manchester, England, and are originally from there, now based in Brighton, which is in the south of England on the coast. And he has a very strong Buddhist practice and is involved in many different types of ways of using music and sacred music to connect with people and bring them together. There's a couple of releases that I know of his, one titled Longing, and then an older one entitled Soulful Spirit, I believe. The track that I'm going to play right now is called Manju Ghosha Mantra Remix. Manju Ghosha is, this contains the mantra Omarapa Chanadi, which is one that I'm not so familiar with, which is, you're going to hear it pronounced a lot better in this track. Omarapa Chanadi. And this is a mantra which is chanted of a devotee of Manjushri Buddha or Manjugosha, which are two names for the same person. I can read a little bit about who this personality is. It says, in Buddhism, Manjushri is the Bodhisattva or Buddha to be of wisdom. Although he is believed to have the enlightenment of a Buddha, he bestows intelligence, wisdom, mastery of the teaching, the power of exposition, eloquence, and memory. He is the principal guardian and patron of astrologers, revered as the patron of arts and sciences. He is traditionally invoked by writers for assistance. Authors often open their books with verses in his honor. And there's a bit more information just about how he's portrayed. It says in Buddhist art, Manjushri is portrayed as a beautiful 16-year-old prince. He often holds in his left hand the stem of a blue lotus blossom. On the blossom rests one of the Pragya Paramrita scriptures, which deal with the realization of Pragya, or wisdom. With his right hand, he wields a flaming sword of wisdom to vanquish ignorance. So, without further ado, here is Mahasukha with Manjugosha mantra remix from the album Longing. We're going to have a nice long set here. We'll be back in about half an hour just to give you a bit more information about what we played. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Arapachanadi, di, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi, Om Arapachanadi. Oh.
Machi. Machi is the word for the full moon in Aztec. The full moon is healing, the full moon is curing, and the full moon is singing me a lullaby. And I don't cry, I just sing. I sing your song, Mother Earth.
Bye. Nyabingi, the heart center. Nyabingi, yes, I see Jarama, Jaganesha, Javishnu, Jarastafari, Jashiva, Jakrishna, Jaallah, Jahovah, Jabuddha, Ayanaya, One Cha, Love, Pure Love, Nayabini, Anahata, Chakra, All is One. I and I know you, know me, only one. Pure love, anahata, chakra. Yes, I. Only love, born with the heartbeat drum. Naya Bingi, one Naya Bingi drum. Born the Naya Bingi rhythm.
देखा
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Last track that we heard was by Niaz with Ishq, Love and the Veil from the Nine Heavens release. And I can read the translation. The main thing you heard sung, Tere Ishq Main Hamne Kya Kya Nadeka. The translation for the whole piece, which is sung by lead singer Ali of Niaz in Urdu. It's originally from a song composed in the 18th century by Khwaja Mir Dard, and she adapted it to this piece, but it pretty much has the same meaning, although the order I think is slightly different from the original composition. Says, if here we see thee not imminent in thy grace, what use then our earthly pilgrimage? My heart is such a crumpled bud, none has ever seen it bloom. Trouble, torture, reproach, disaster, what all haven't I suffered in love? The scars within have sent me ablaze. Alas, you have seen the sight. Your indifference has wrought my ruin. You never, never looked this way. I was the veil that hid my love's face. As I awoke, the curtain arose. Him I pursue day and night, Dard, whom none has ever seen or known. So, is this songs? Sung not for an ordinary person, but for the beloved or the supreme beloved. And as you can see in this song, there's a lot of seeming torment that happens. But when that torment is actually in connection with that supreme longing, or longing for connection with the divine, it's a different type of experience for the devotee than what we might experience if we suffer loss of love, and or we feel that separation of love between two people, two ordinary people. It's a different type of feeling, because the connection is actually to do with divinity. Before that, so that song just reflects that sentiment. Before Niaz, we heard from what did we hear before? Oh, some more Drez, some more DJ Drez. Just can't seem to get enough of this gentleman lately. This isn't from an older release, not that old, but a bit older, called Nayabingi Anahata Yoga. And the track was entitled Chakra. Sometimes in this release, Drez is going by the name Sound Ambassador. Some chants in there. Nayabingi is a particular house of the Rastafari group or tradition, the name originating from I believe the goddess Nyabingi, who was like a embodiment of all good qualities of a representative of God on earth, is how she was seen, and she was able to connect and bring people together and create a real strong spiritual presence and vibe amongst people, project that, and so she's worshipped. And then before that, we heard from Peya, and a live recording of Machi Ma, which she explained herself at the beginning as an Aztec. Was performed in Aztec language, and we started everything off with Mahasuka from the release Longing with Manju Ghosh Mantra Remix. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we will be right back with a couple more announcements and the last track, which is going to be by Mirabai. And I don't know how to pronounce this last word. I think it's Siba or Kiba, Siba. I think it's of Spanish origin, the last name anyway, so I'm going to go with Siba, and it could be totally wrong. We'll be back in a moment.
Lightning fast. Can you flip it, scratch it, and just get downright funky on the turntables? Well, if so, you got to come out and prove it, homeboy. On November 23rd, CITR presents Are You That DJ competition going down Friday night at the Pit Pub. $8 to get you in the door in the day, but only $5 if you get your pass in advance. It's time to set the record straight on who's got the ill skills on the wheels of steel. So ante up and save the date, November 23rd at the Pit Pub. For more info on how you can get involved, hit up Campus Coordinator via email at campuscoordinator@citr.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Who is the number one DJ?
Bad news, nobody.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR.
Aww.
It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at citr.ca.
We're back. A couple of quick announcements before we cap off the show. This weekend, tomorrow night, Friday, in Vancouver, is going to be a special Diwali, sorry, not Diwali, but Kartik, Give Peace a Chant, Kirtan Gathering. That's going to be an open door yoga starting at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Open door at 16th and Arbutus. And more information about that, go to givepeaceachant.org. And I'm going to be attending myself there tomorrow, so hope to see you there. Also, on Saturday night in Chant, Kirtan Gathering is happening at a little early at 6 p.m. at Unity Yoga. That's at 10th, East 10th and Commercial Drive. More information about that, Enchant, like E-N-C-H-A-N-T, Kirtan, it's kirtan.com. And the last track is going to be by Mirabai Siba, and this is a duet that consisting of Marcus Siba and Angelica Bombach. Marcus is from Germany and Angelica is from the southern states, but grew up in Mexico. And they kind of fused together with this sort of Gurmukhi Kundalini alchemy with songs also in English and Spanish. And the track that I'm going to play is called Burn of the Heart from the release Between the Shores of Our Souls. And this is actually a story about, the lyrics are, is the burn of the heart that I want. It is this burning which is everything because it calls you secretly in the night. And this is based on a poem by Rumi, the devotional poet Rumi, and is where he's talking to his beloved, the divine personality within his heart. And yeah, I'd like to elaborate on that more, but unfortunately we don't have time. So here's the track. We'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Until then, take care of yourselves. Namaste.
It is this burn which is everything.